Almost 7 years after the death of seven people in a West Coast helicopter crash, a coroner has called for stronger aviation rules to prevent a similar disaster happening again. Soon after takeoff from Chancellor Shelf on November the 21st, 2015, an Airbus helicopter smashed into Fox Glacier, killing British tourists Helen and Nigel Charlton, Andrew Virko and Catherine Walker, and Australians Josephine Gibson and Savon Liang, as well as the New Zealand pilot Mitchell Gummerin. Nigel's brother is Paul Charlton, and he joins us now. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And sorry for your loss. This has been a long time getting some answers, hasn't it?
Well, yes and no. There is no point in having a knee-jerk reaction to a tragedy. This has been a well-considered process. The coroner has taken a lot of evidence, an enormous amount of paperwork passed to us so that we could take part in the coronial process. And his 60-something page report is a pretty good summary of this mass of evidence and the process, the legal process that had to happen before the coroner could get into his thing. And now he has made these recommendations to your minister, and the minister needs to be prompted to get these recommendations into New Zealand law to make your helicopter industry safer.
What are the key changes, do you think? I mean, he's talked about having actual, proper, accurate weight measurements taken rather than just standardised measures. Is that something that you see as pretty integral to this?
Well, the way I read the handbook, as it were, prior to the accident that killed my brother and sister-in-law, each operator could choose its own statistical method to work out roughly what the weight of its passengers were. It didn't take into account the fact that in different parts of the globe, different populations had different weights. If you adopted the standard, and the standard was that people weigh 70-something kilos. It didn't take account of the fact that population weights have been going up a couple of kilos every decade as we get healthier. Whether that'll happen after this recent drought across the world and the Ukrainian wheat crisis, I don't know. But you know, the legislation is old. Life and technology has moved on. That's why the coroner has recommended there should be more sort of technological monitoring of flights, because technology is there. It wasn't there when the legislation was drafted.
No, and he's also talking about webcams and dash cams. I mean, you would have thought that that would be fairly standard, wouldn't you?
Why? When was the plane designed? When did you get a webcam in your car?
Yes, but I guess those things can be fitted relatively easily, can't they? Were you surprised, not surprised, that this wasn't a...
I was kind of surprised it wasn't already there. I'm not surprised that it's one of his strong recommendations, because it helps monitor your staff. It helps find out if your staff are doing what they are supposed to be doing. So if they're not, you can offer them training. You can make sure that your passengers are getting the right experience, that they're not doing things that they shouldn't do. Because when you load an aircraft, you have to make sure you know where the centre of weight is. Compared to where the airframe is. And if passengers shuffle around, you having arranged the pieces, a bit like a chess player, you know, the heavier pieces need to go in certain places, the pawns are less important. If you have the big pieces in the wrong place, your aircraft is going to have a problem, like the Fox Glacier crash in, I think it was about 2010, when there was an aerobatics plane that had a centre of gravity problem.
How important is this for you and for the family to see these findings come out today?
It's the end in New Zealand of quite a long process, and it's important to us because we want to see something good come out of this. We want to see it be safer for people going to work, the pilots, the crew. We want it to be safe for your passengers who are part of your tourism industry, because if you don't have a safe tourism industry, how are you going to maintain your tourism industry? So it's good for everybody if these improvements get made.